Lake County is home to many minority entrepreneurs who strengthen the local small business community. Each week, we'll bring you one of their stories. Welcome to Neighborhood Voice. I'm your host, Erica Fizer. And this week, we're hearing from Shalise and Michael Tolbert, owners of Tolbert & Tolbert Law Firm in Gary, Indiana. Hi, and welcome.
Hi.
Hello. How's it going?
Good. Thank you. Now, I saw on your website and in some of your promotional materials that your law firm is rooted in faith. How does that make your approach to handling legal matters different than other law firms in the area?
Well, everything we do is rooted in faith. When Michael and I decided that this was something we were going to do, it was us being led by God to make this decision. And so in that and in every other decisions that we make in our lives, we go to God, we go to the Word of God and determine, you know, what we're hearing from the Holy Spirit to lead us. So it's nothing different with a business.
And when did you each find your passion for law in the legal field?
Well, I guess I can say I found my passion pretty early on. Unfortunately, in our communities, there weren't a lot of lawyers that we can really see up close, alive and in the flesh. So, for me, I used to watch old Perry Mason shows. So, and Matlock was one of my favorite shows. And I always wondered, like, how he always came up with that, like, mysterious witness from the back. I haven't had that experience yet, but I'm waiting on that maybe, within the next 30 years that'll happen. But that, really sparked my interest, the inquisitive nature of really being a practitioner. And so that was probably, I would say, maybe 8-9 years of age for me, like elementary, junior high school. And I just knew at that point that was just, I wanted to have that Perry Mason moment, that Matlock moment, and that's what drove me.
Well, I never watched the old Perry Mason shows, but I did watch the new Perry Mason on HBO, and it was also very good. And that would inspire, yeah. I think, any person maybe to get into the legal field. How about you, Shalise?
Well, I kind of knew early on, too, but I kind of wavered a little bit in the era of the Cosby Show. That was my first time seeing a black woman portrayed as an attorney. But I say I wavered a little bit because I was always good at math and people always told me I should do something with that. So I thought, oh, accounting. But then it didn't hold my interest by the time I got to college. So I knew law was what I was supposed to be doing and the way God was leading us. So, and we had always, we've known each other since we were 12 years old. So we had talked about, what we wanted to do in our lives as careers and things like that. So in talking about what we wanted to do, we're sharing with each other, okay, we have an interest in law and, what we're doing. And as we're growing and setting goals and becoming adults, we started discussing, how to manifest it.
I didn't know that you knew each other before. I saw that you both went to Valparaiso University, and I thought maybe that's where you met, but you met long before that.
Right. We met in our 7th grade health and safety class.
Yeah. She was cheating off my paper.
And somehow I don't believe that.
She said she needed help with her math. I was like, I'm the man for the job. And then like 30 years later, boom.
There we go.
I was right there.
Yeah, that's the story.
So how long have you been practicing law?
20 years. We were sworn in November 13th in 2000.
In 2000. And so most of that time then was with other law firms. And how did you know that it was the right time for you both to branch out on your own and start your own firm?
Well, I think, it was a really tough, decision for both of us to make because we were at really established law firms and we were both at, we had both ascended to the partnership track in both of those firms. And for anybody who knows anything about law, that's the holy grail, that's the reason why you go to a firm is to become a partner and to become equity partner and you can vote and do all the cool things that partners do. And so it was a really tough decision for us because we were essentially turning away from people that we had grown accustomed to, friends, And as Shalice stated before, you know, we prayed about it. We always knew we wanted to start our own firm, but the timing had to be perfect and right. We prayed about it, and you know, we heard from the Lord in terms of the timing, and we were told that the time was right for us to do that, and we jumped out there. I think our track, our timetable was somewhere around, from the time we made the decision, we thought that the next year we would be able to be up and running. But there were some things that occurred within that time in terms of technology and computers and, you know, infrastructure that we did not have in place at the time. And we always said if we were going to do it, we were going to do it right, because the community deserved that. Mm-hmm. So we pushed our time back by, I believe, about 6 or 7 months. Mm-hmm. And then after that 6 or 7 months, we opened, and it's been smooth sailing through the grace of God since that point. So it's been a fantastic ride so far.
And you both, as you said, you were on the partner track. You were working with successful law firms. You could have gone anywhere, right? And you chose to establish your firm in Gary. And what drove you to establish your firm there?
Well, we were both born. We're born and raised in Gary. Went to school in Gary, and it was always something with us that we have to give back to our community. The community, the communities that we've grown up in, you know, they raised us. They helped produce us and get us to where we are now. So if we don't give back, who will? You know, so, it was pretty simple in that sense. I went away to another state to go to my undergraduate degree in Ohio, but I knew I wanted to come back home with whatever I was doing, whether it was law school or whatever. And Michael was already pretty close to home, going to school to Valpo for undergrad and law school. So it was kind of a, you know, without sounding cheesy, it was a no-brainer for us.
And now you get to be those examples that maybe you didn't get to see in your own community. Now, you know, you're a representation of what young kids can become when they set their mind to something and put faith in it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you both are very active in the community, as you said, and have great relationships there. And so why is community service so important to you and giving back to it?
Well, I think that any type of business shouldn't just be driven by profit. And, you know, your original question was what makes us different from other law firms in the area. And we truly believe in our heart that the thrust of our business and mission is not only driven by God, but also driven by doing what is right, not only in how we deliver our services to folks, how we treat folks, our fees, and our philanthropic efforts. So we do not ever want to be viewed as a sponge on any community that we're in, particularly the community that raised us. So as a result of that, we give our time, we give our money, we give our talents, we give everything that God has given, so graciously given to us, we want to give to others. So, you know, Shalice does so many wonderful things, and I thank God for having, you know, her as a wife, because she really exemplifies what I would consider a Proverbs 31 woman. You know, she does everything that anyone could really imagine. You know, so sitting on a United Negro College Fund board, you know, being active in her state bar. We both are active in our state bar. We both, you know, go and talk to kids in the community each and every, you know, time we're asked to do so. And we want to be the light, you know, and hopefully, you know, throughout the course of our dealings, we have inspired, you know, future Tolbert and Tolbert firms or mm-hmm. future lawyers that want to come back to their communities and practice law just like we did, really is one of our main focuses.
And Michael, you just recently were inducted as president of the Indiana State Bar Association. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And what are you able to do in that role for lawyers, for community partners that you work with? I'm sure a lot of people don't know what that role entails if they're outside of the legal fields.
Well, one of the things that I always say, and it does sound cheesy, is that I love being a lawyer. I'm very passionate about being a lawyer, and I love other lawyers. I marry one. So, one of the things that I think the state bar does, being the president of the state bar, is it allows for me to carry out my passion for the practice and for other lawyers to make their practices better. So the state bar has about 12,000 members. And as the president, I get to, drive policy that impacts those 12,000 lawyers. So whether it be from a legislative arm or perspective where there could be a piece of legislation that's going before the House that could affect how lawyers deliver services. I think there was one year where they were trying to tax legal services. The Bar Association, through the president, speaks out on those things. Where we had a COVID problem that has affected every business in, the United States, the Bar Association was out front in making sure that certain policies and procedures were implemented. I work very closely with the governor to give him some type of legal framework to allow Hoosiers to go back and to reintegrate their businesses back and open back up. So I love practicing law. I could talk about that all day. She knows that. That's why she's laughing. But I'm a bar association junkie. So being the president of a bar association and being around lawyers all the time is probably the best, outside of being married to her, is probably the best thing that I could probably ever do.
Well, I think you're saying all the right things. You would think you have two lawyers in the house that you guys might debate all the time, but it sounds like it's...
No, we don't, actually, because of our personalities are really complementary of one another. I'm laid back, and you see all the passion that he's got here when he talks about the law. And I'm laid back, and, I'm the one that's like, okay, you got the idea. Okay, this is how we can execute it. So that, in life and in our business, that really works. And I think we've always been that way, which made us great friends, before all of this.
I tell people all the time, because they're like, how are your arguments at home?
Exactly.
And I tell them, I said, they're the same as any other argument. She's right, I'm wrong. I don't care what, that's how every
right.
argument, every household ends, if you want a happy household.
So right? This is being recorded, right?
Okay. We can play this
I
back.
I just want to make sure that we've got this for future reference. That's
yeah,
all.
Yeah, right.
So what lessons have you learned while growing your business that you might be able to share with someone who's just starting out as an entrepreneur?
One of the things that I think was very important for us is, and people thought it was kind of odd, we actually did a business plan. We turned our date nights into business meetings. Every Saturday we started meeting when we were doing this at 4 o'clock every Saturday. We'd start writing, some kind of portion of our business plan or doing something that was devoted to the business plan, and then have dinner, and that was date night. But planning after, we got what we heard from God, doing that and putting it on paper, I think made a difference. We did research as to what was needed as far as locations and, the market in Gary and what was missing. And I mean, it was really, I think it took us about, 18 months to write that business plan?
Sure did.
Yeah. So just really planning and mapping things out. Whether it's, it doesn't have to be that detailed, but writing something down, I think, is very important. That makes it real and it makes you follow through.
Yeah, it sounds like you both have the passion and you're very practical too. You know how to put it into practice and take the action steps to make it happen.
Yeah.
So what advice would you give to aspiring lawyers? Has the legal field changed in the 20 years that you've seen, or new graduates coming out of law school now, what advice would you give them?
I would probably say the more things change, they stay the same, is what I would say. So although there is a lot of change that's going on that's transforming our legal profession, everything goes back to the basics. Being a genuinely good person, being able to take your word to the bank, those are all bedrock principles that all lawyers, no matter whether you're communicating via a smartphone or an email, those are all bedrock principles that all lawyers live by. And in my opinion, I think because of the way that technology has sped things up and how as we're communicating right now, where, you know, I can't see your face technically, we're about 6 feet apart, all of those things lead to a breakdown, in my opinion, in civility and communication, and that leads to us being less trustful of one another. And my advice to young lawyers would be to not lose the things that make being a lawyer great, which is people can trust you and people come to you to solve their problems. No, don't ever lose that, because no matter how complicated the world gets or the practice gets, it comes down to trust and your ability to deliver and execute for a client. And as long as you can do that, you have a long, prosperous, successful career, no matter how complicated things get.
Well, I want to thank you both so much for being here. I really appreciated having you on and having this conversation with you.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate you. Thank you very much for this opportunity.
Can you tell us how can people contact you if they need legal advice?
Sure. So our law firm, Tolbert & Tolbert Law Firm, is located at 1085 Broadway, Suite B in Gary. For those that are familiar with the area, it's the former Post Tribune building, and we're on the second floor. Our telephone number is 219-427-0094, and our website is tobertlegal.com. And we've also got social media, Tolbert and Tolbert on Facebook and LinkedIn, and I think I covered it all.
Yeah, Twitter and Twitter. Tolbert Legal.
Thank you for joining us this week on Neighborhood Voice. You can find resources to build a better business at nwibizhub.com. This show is made possible by Legacy Foundation, the Community Foundation for Lake County, Indiana.